O beloved Kripal, give your support to this suffering one who is suffering pains. O Baba, don't reject me, the one who is rejected by the world. Give your support. This is Sanjis Bhajan Deja Sahara Kirpala Piyare on page 47. What should I tell you, my Satguru, about what has happened with me? Even my fate has wept very bitterly over my plight. This sinner belongs to no one in this world except you. Understanding me as a stone on the roadside, everyone kicked me. My soul cursed my condition loudly. O Satguru, no Allah, Ram, or Rahim came to hear my anguished cry. O Satguru, whom should I understand as mine except you, as all others seem alien? He whom I made my own broke the mirror of my heart. Even he for whom I spilt my blood rejected me. Nowadays fortunes flourish under the cage of tyranny. No means are successful in front of cruel Kal. But those who sacrifice their lives on your path, their fortunes are opened up. O Kripalji, take care of Ajab. I sacrifice my life and my being on you. I, the crazy one, have only your support. I don't forget you even for a moment. I have no one else except you as my own. Protect the honor of him whom you have embraced. O beloved Kripal, give your support to this one who is suffering pains. O Baba, don't reject me, the one who's rejected by the world. Give your support.
Deja Sahara Kirpala Piyare Es Gamade Sutae Nu Menuna Tukurahi Ahubahabar Dunia De Tukurahi Nu Deja Sahara Kirpala Piyare Es Gamade Sutae Nu Menuna Tukurai Ahubaba Dunia De Tukurai Nu Deja Sahara Kida Sahamere Satguru Tenu Nalajo Mere Hoi Kida Sahamere Satguru Tenu Nalajo mere hoi mere halate mere kismata puta puta ke hoi mere halate mere kismata Puta puta ke he rohoi Tere sivaha isa gunagarada Disada vicha hora na kohoi Deja sahara Kirpala Piyare Es Gamade Sutae Nu Menuna Tukurahi Ahubaba Dunia De Tukurahi Nu Deja Sahara patras majah ke radha menu sabne tukar lai patras majah ke radha menu sabne tukar lai mere halate me meri atma ne raj ke lanat pahai mere halate meri atma ne raj ke lanat pahai Al Ram Rahim Ne Satguru Sunina Anake Meri Dukai Dejas Hara Kirpala Piyare Es gamade satae nu menuna tukarae o baba dunia de tukarae nu dejas hara Tere siva kisnu samaj satguru har koi dise paraya Tere siva kisnu samaj satguru har koi dise puraya tod gaya mere dil da shisha jisnu main apna banaya tod gaya mere Dil da shisha jisnu main apna banaya jisse utme lahu doliya isne bhi mainu tukuraya Dejasahara Kirpala Piyare Esagamade Sitae Nu Menuna Tukarae Aho Baba Dunia de tukurae nu Deja sahara Aj zulamahadi Kedche baba Paladiane takadira Aj zulamahadi kedche baba paladiane takadira bidarahadi kalade age Chaladiyana tadabihira Bidarahadi Ghalade age chaladiyana tadabira tere rahavicha janavardiya kulidiya janahi takadihira dejasahara kirpala piyare esa gamade satayenu menuna tukurai hubaba duniya de tukurainu Neja Sahara Sara Ajay Bahadi Lokirapalaji Jinda Janateto Vahara Sara Ajay Bahadi Lokirpalaji Jinda Janateto Vahara Me Pagalinu Terasahara Ika Palakadi Nabisahara Me pagalinu terasahara Ika palakadina bisara Tere bina mere hoina koi Lajarako galalainu Deja Sahara Kirpala Piyare Esa Gamade Satayenu Menuna tukurai ho baba Duniya de tukurai nu Deja Sahara
O beloved Kirpal, give your support to this one who's suffering pains. O Baba, don't reject me. The one who's rejected by the world. Give your support. We have one brief announcement. Due to the daylight savings time change, we are going back to the regular summer hours, so to speak, for the evening satsangs. Beginning tonight, the evening satsang, the meditation will begin at 6:30 to 7:30. And the satsang will begin at 7:30. And last week we began Master Kirpal's morning talk number 37 called Love versus Lust, Part 2. And we'll continue. Master says, I am in touch with the heads of the religions, as I happen to be president of the World Fellowship of Religions. They all describe these things. That works for a little while since the concentration is there, but light cannot come. A man who is imbued with the lust of the world may look very clean outside and have a very good propaganda, but still you cannot have light from him. You will only have light from somebody whose astral and causal bodies are perfectly cleansed, quite limpid, in which God's light is reflected. Such like masters do come. The world is never without them. The more the better. Such like people come to give to the world, not to take anything away. So, love somebody who is imbued with the love of God, whose astral and causal bodies are quite limpid, in which the God into expression power of light and sound are manifested. When he initiates you, you will have an experience of these principles. He may be having eyes in his face or not. So love God and he who is competent to give you something. This is a positive proof that he has got a clear astral body and clear causal body. This is the difference between the love of the physical body and the love of God, or the God in man. There's a vast difference. These things are referred to in the books by giving various examples, but not quite as vivid and clear to the understanding as I am giving you now. When God meets you and gives you initiation, something to start with, he guards you against reveling in the outward enjoyments, in the low pursuits of lust, anger, and their effects. These impressions are received through the outgoing faculties, which are open to the outside world, and they are embedded into the astral body. To give an example, if you take a glass and cover it with some wax, you make some impressions on the wax and then pour some acid over it, all of those impressions will be embedded into the glass. Similarly, all impressions from outside are impressed in our astral body through the physical body and the outgoing faculties. Therefore, when you leave this body, you appear in your true colors. So the outer criterion is, when he initiates you, he gives you something to start with, because God is reflected in him. A man in whom God is not reflected will ask you to repeat this or that for hours and hours, but still you will not get anything. If because of reactions of the past something does come up, he does not know what to do further. So be very careful, I would say, about having society with people who are imbued with the love of the physical world. The six have a prayer which says, O God, give me the society of one who is the mouthpiece of the Master. Because the Master is the mouthpiece of God, he too becomes the mouthpiece of God. Every day that's a prayer among the Sikhs. At night they pray, O God, give us the company of a saint. The company of a saint is the company of the God in him, is it not? So this is the very fine difference in why we should love God, why we should love God in man, and why we should love others. Love the God in man, whose criterion I have given you, only for the God in him. Again, be careful that he is one with God, so that when you become one with the Master, you are also one with God. That is why all masters who came in the past, or those who sat at the feet of the masters, they said like St. Paul, I live, yet not now I, but Christ lives in me. All other men should be able to say this. God is one who can manifest himself in the subconscious reservoir of the mind. He will come of himself. That is why I don't advise anybody to meditate on the form of the Master. It's a very valid reason, I think. In my early life, I always prayed, O God, I want to meet thee, but I am afraid I might go to somebody in whom thou art not reflected. Then my life would be wasted. In the olden days, it is said that thou didst appear to those who loved thee. Then why can't thou manifest now? This was my prayer, a very strong prayer. My master used to appear to me before. but I took him to be Guru Nanak. I met him physically 7 years after, in 1924, but he was with me in 1917. I happened to be traveling in the hilly country, visiting various places, but was very fond of rivers from the beginning. So when I came to Lahore, and as Beas was quite nearby, I thought that I would go to see the river Beas. When I arrived there by train, I asked the station master which way the river flowed. "Oh, you have come to see the master," he said. "Is there any master?" I replied. "Oh, yes, he lives beside the side of the river." So I went to see the river, and I saw the master, the same master who used to appear to me 7 years earlier. You follow me now? A true master appears of himself, but the heart should be pure. God is within you, and if you pray to him, he brings you in contact with somebody in whom his light is reflected. And truly speaking, such a one is a true master. So love God and one who is competent to show you that God is reflected in him. This is the difference between those who are imbued with the lust of the body and those who are imbued with the love of God, whose astral bodies and causal bodies are quite clean. Those who have got very lusty thoughts will emanate colors of red and black combined. Those affected by anger will emanate a lurid red. Those who have love of God will radiate a bluish color. Those who are men of spirituality will radiate a golden color. These are differences. The books give us references to these things. Whenever they give us a picture of a master, they show a halo around his head, either a golden or white color. Those who are fortunate are led to a master and given something to start with, maybe little or more. This means that there is something in him. You are put on the right way, and if you develop it, God will manifest of himself to you. Love of the physical body is love of a dead body. It's colored according to the thoughts which are embedded in your astral body. You will become as good as a saint in due course of time. Of course, time factor is a necessity. We cannot be above the master, but we can become as good as he is, because he is the God in him. And who can be above God? So look to the true state of affairs and just stick to it. People are misled by the propaganda. They hear one thing, and after hearing it 10 times, that becomes as good as truth. Saints never make any counter-propaganda, never. Time will prove what is what. So those who have got true understanding should stick to it. They may explain things in a friendly way to those with whom they come into contact. If anybody thinks evil of it, then don't you think evil of them, because you will spoil your own inner state of mind. So put in time, as much as you can, with due love for God, for the God in him, and have love for all the world over, because we are all brothers and sisters in God, and God is in them. This is the most important part of our life. As a man, we should have some spiritual food, a contact with spirituality, the God within us. On spiritual health depends the life of mind and body both. Learning is the food of the brain, of the intellect, but contact with God is the bread of life. If you give more importance to that, other things will follow of themselves. And this is a letter from Baba Sawan Singh to Dr. Brock, his disciple in Seattle. Dr. and Mrs. Brock were his first initiates in the Western world. January 1, 1919. Dear son, as for your personal inquiries, there is no need to be impatient for rapid spiritual progress. Everything comes in its own good time. The force which opposes spiritual progress is one's own karma. The human entity, having been subject to the influence of mind and matter for ever so long, has become embedded in temporal desires. And when the attempt is made to take him out, the impressions of ancient karma impede his way. As whenever the soul goes into the state of trance, it does not return without being first struck with some worldly thoughts which bring the soul down. As the sound practice progresses and the karma is burnt off, then the soul will have a firm position there. Although in our heart we may persuade ourselves that we have eliminated desires, quote unquote, yet it is not correct, because so long as the karma is not washed away, which happens at the second stage only, the spiritual progress is only by fits and starts and not uniform, just like an ant ascending a wall. And until then, it can't be said that the practitioner has abandoned desire. When you return from trance, you should take notice of the thought that brought you down and of the desire generating that thought, and then try to weaken the power of that desire. And in like manner, you may go on sifting your thoughts every day. The seat of willpower is in the Antarkaran, the four-petaled lotus behind the eyes, which is reflected in the heart center. The mind acts from the four-petaled lotus to the heart center and thence out to the world. The teachers from Brahmand, or avatars, ascend along the three light currents, or gunas, which, starting from behind the eyes and passing through Sahansdalkanwal, the thousand-petaled lotus, reach the second stage, terminating on the top of the Sumer mountain, and they cannot go higher up. On the other hand, the sound practitioners, namely the saints, go up by means of the sound current to the first stage, and thence go through a sort of tunnel to the second stage, thence proceeding to the third stage, and from there, respectively, to the eighth stage or Radhaswami region. Thus you will find that there are the following three distinctions between the two. Saints, one, saints reach the eighth degree, while the Brahmand avataras do not go beyond the second. Two, the saints go up by sound, while the avataras travel by light or with sound of the second degree. Three, as the second degree lies within scope of Kal and Maya, and the covering of all the three bodies, physical, astral, and causal, cannot be removed until the third stage is reached, therefore the souls of avatars are not so pure and powerful against temptations, and hence they come into the world again and again at intervals. As the saints' souls are cured of all the impurities of Kal and Maya, or Brahm, their souls go on gaining greater strength at each stage until they dissolve into the eighth degree and become one in the Supreme Being. Thus, you will see, they never come back. all the religions of the world, including yogis, yogiswars, gyanis, prophets, incarnations, etc., end at the second stage. The attitude of humble submissiveness in the interior journey of the soul sometimes becomes dangerous, as it is possible that the other soul may mislead you to his own abode and stop your further progress. Just as in the world, when you have to finish your work soon, you avoid those people who are liable to delay you. Full trust, without any wavering, does not come before the karma is washed away, which takes place at the second stage. I'm very glad for the questions you've asked, because they all relate to the sound practice. With love and blessings, and hearty Radha Swami to yourself and all the satsangis. Yours affectionately, Sawan Singh. And we're going to continue reading in a satsang that Sanchi gave in November of 1976 at 77 RB. This was published as Only to Burn in the Light. And continuing, we begin with lines from the hymn. This is a hymn of Swamiji. He will give you the nectar of Shabda and save you from the torments of hell. Now Swamiji Maharaj says, what else is the function of the Master? Our soul has become weak and feeble from ages and ages. It has become very dirty and cannot go back to her beloved by her own efforts, because she has forgotten her own self. What is the function of the Master? He makes us drink the nectar of Shabad Nam, drinking which we become immortal. He makes us drink that. Guru Nanak says, that nectar is obtained from the Master, from the perfect Satguru. We will get that nectar only from some saint, because it is flowing through the eyes of the saints. Further, he says, O Nanak, there is only one nectar. Now, in this world, many people are talking about nectar, but few know that by drinking that nectar, which is within us, and which is obtained with the grace of the Master, we become immortal. Now, the question arises, where is that nectar? Guru Nanak says, it lies behind the veil of the mind in abundance. That nectar is not only for sprinkling, but there are wells of it, and with the earnings of Shabad, it can be taken out. Further, Swamiji Maharaj says that Satguru makes us drink that nectar. When we take our soul above the physical, astral, and causal vestures and reach Dasam Dwar, the Master will give us the nectar, because there he himself is manifested. So this is the work of the Master. When he saves us from the torments of hell, our soul, which was feeble and weak, is strengthened and becomes immortal by drinking the nectar of Shabad. Our soul is like a small bird, as Guru Gobind Singh said, and he referred to our mind, which seems stronger than our soul, and compared it with a hawk. Guru Gobind Singh said, I will be called Guru Gobind Singh when I will make the bird fight with the hawk. Our soul is very weak in front of our strong enemy, the mind. Those who are initiated know how the mind does not allow us to sit for meditation, and how we have to combat it when it advises us not to meditate. How mind keeps us away from the satsang and the company of saints. How it is standing as a barrier between us and God. That enemy is within us. Outside, there's no enemy. Our enemy lies within us. Guru Nanak says that mind is the only thing we have to fight. Our mind is teaching us very bad things, which are bringing us again and again back into this world. So Guru Gobind Singh says, I will be called Guru Gobind Singh when I will make the bird fight with the hawk. Our soul is the bird. Our mind is the hawk. Now the bird is in panic through fear of the hawk. Soul is afraid of the mind and is controlled by him. And that is why she is not coming to the path of emancipation. What else does the mind do with the soul? He has involved the soul in outward reading of scriptures, idol worship, and other useless practices. Mind has involved the soul in the dirt of this world. She was supposed to marry a king and become a princess, but instead she has married a garbage collector and is carrying dirt. Mind is the garbage collector, soul is the princess, which has made mind a friend and is eating rubbish, enjoying the dirt of the mind and coming again and again into this world in one or another body. So, I will be called Guru Gobind Singh when I make the bird fight with the hawk. I will make one win against 125,000. Now, Guru Gobind Singh doesn't mean that he would make one man fight with 125,000 men. What was the reason behind Guru Gobind Singh fighting with the Mughals? Why did he use the strength of soul in the battlefield? No one knows the real action, the real reason behind the action of Guru Gobind Singh. He used the soul in the battlefield against his enemies because at that time tyranny was prevailing, and he wanted to stop it. But the 125,000, which he mentioned that one had to fight, was the strength of the different parts of the human body. There are 10 organs of sense. Each one has the strength of 10,000 elephants. And mind alone has the strength of 25,000 elephants. So that makes 125,000. In Santmat, one has to dominate all the organs of senses and the mind. So that is why he says, only then will I be called Guru, when I can make the bird, the soul, fight with the hawk, the mind, and when I will make the soul win over the 125,000 elephants' strength of the organs of senses and the mind. All the masters who came in the past said the same. Not only Guru Gobind Singh claimed this, but whichever perfect master came to liberate souls with the commission of God said the same thing. Some said it in writing and some not. If Guru Gobind Singh had meant to make 125,000 men fight with the other men, then what was the need of sacrificing his own son? No. He points towards inside. He told people to go within and fight with the 125,000 powers which are devouring the soul from within. But we people take the Master's teaching outwardly. We do not try to find the real meaning. In the same way, Guru Gobind Singh said, I have established this fact with the orders of the timeless God. Now it is his hukam to have all Sikhs to take Guru Granth Sahib as their master. Now you have to obey this Granth Sahib and do what it says. Granth Sahib is for living up to what is written in it, not only for bowing down to it. It is written in Guru Granth Sahib not to drink wine or eat meat or do evil. And, excuse me, when everybody is going to the Gurdwara or temple and bowing down to Guru Granth Sahib, then no Sikh should drink wine or eat meat. In a Sikh family, no evils should happen. Sikhs should be chaste and pure. But the poor Sikh people, even though they have the great teaching of Guru Granth Sahib, still they are suffering from these diseases. Maharaj Sawan Singh Ji used to say that the Sikhs have got a large treasure from Guru Nanak, but it's a pity that they are selling his valuable teachings only for money. They don't live up to it. How great the teachings are! We take him as Guru whom we obey. So when Guru Gobind Singh has said, "Obey Guru Granth," where Guru Granth leads us, follow it. And if you take Guru Granth Sahib as your master, definitely you will follow it and do what it says. We should realize that on each and every page of Guru Granth Sahib, it is said, "Go to a saint, seek the refuge of a master, and get the knowledge of Shabad Nam, and meditate on it." Guru Nanak has said, "Guru Granth Sahib is not meant only for reading." At one point, Guru Nanak said, "Reading has made us tired. But without Nam, there is no liberation. And without Satguru, there's no place to get Nam. This law has been made by God Himself." And then he says, "In the end, when you have to face the messenger of death, you will repent if you have not practiced Nam. All the paths, except that of Nam, will lead to repentance in the end." So Guru Gobind Singh said to obey Guru Granth Sahib because it leads us toward the saint. And what do saints say? Saints say, "Pray from within and meet God who is residing within you in the form of Shabd." They say, "Purify the divine temple, the human body, and meditate on Nam and meet your beloved God within." Mahatmas and saints do not demand blind faith. They say, "Come and have the experience. Come and see." But we do not follow the teachings of Guru Granth Sahib. We are not aware of what it teaches and what we have to do. We only know how to bow down to Guru Granth Sahib, not understanding the real import of what has been set down in its 1,400 pages. At one point, Guru Nanak has said, "Curse on the life of him who sells the teachings. He whose farm is spoiled, how can he help the courtyard of another?" Bani is not for selling. Each and every word is worth 10,000 rupees, or even more than that. It is for practicing, for living up to, but we are throwing it away like water after rinsing our mouths. We are in illusion, and we are leading others also into illusion. And again, lines from the hymn. "He will unfold all the secrets of the inaccessible region and give out all the details of the path. Those who associate with him are never afraid of the world." Now Swamiji Maharaj asks, what else does a master do? Sitting within the disciple, he shows him all the paths leading to heaven, to hell, and other regions. He will show him where the gods and goddesses are living. He will show him the condition of hell and heaven. He will take us to our real home, Satchkhand, and reaching there and putting us into the lap of Satpurush, he will say to Satpurush, this is your jiva. Have mercy upon her. Now she has come in your refuge. So this is the function of a perfect master. Now, about the people who associate with them. Earlier I told you that when Mahatmas come, the worldly people do not allow them to sit at one place. They, for their self-interest, harass the beloveds and lovers of God. These people also consider those people as bad who associate with Mahatmas. You can study the history of Guru Nanak, Guru Gobind Singh, Guru Tegh Bahadur, and many other beloveds of God, and see how their disciples were tortured. But then, also, they remained happy in God's will. They remained loyal to their master. This is an incident of Guru Gobind Singh's lifetime. The king at that time had declared that he would exterminate the Sikhs. He put a price on the head of every Sikh, and when their heads were brought to him, he would pay. Once, a Sikh troop was captured, and in that group was a young Sikh boy whose mother had a good relationship with the prime minister's wife. So she asked the minister to request the king to release her son. The prime minister requested the king, and the king replied that it was very easy. All he had to do was to say that he was not a Sikh, and he would be let free. So when the troop was presented in the court and the young boy's turn came, he was told that he could be set free if he would say that he was not a Sikh. But he said very loudly, no, I am a Sikh. I am a Sikh. His mother told him to say that he was not a Sikh, but he told the executioner to slaughter him first, so that his mother's pain would not be prolonged. Those who associate with the beloveds of God are not afraid of the world. If we are afraid of the world, we cannot do bhakti. We should be afraid of doing evils. Why be afraid of doing bhakti? We will leave off there and continue with a tape of a satsang in, it's on February 13th, 1996. And this is on a bani of Guru Arjan Dev. And we should be near to the end. So if we reach the end, we will start another tape.
ज्ञान बिन पेखे कहो कैसो ध्यान बिन पे कथनी सर्व विकार कहो नानक दर का विचार
गुरु साहब प्यार ना कहते हैं कि जेड़ा कुछ असी अंदरों बोलते हैं उही जवान ते आए जे साडे असी कथनी दे ता सूरमे है करनी दे कैर है कैन लगे उस दी कथनी जेड़ी है वो बेकार है वो किसे कम नहीं क्योंकि नाता जेड़े मूरे सुन दे है प्रेमी उना नु कोई शांति हो सकती है ना वो कथनी करन वाले नु कोई शांति हुंदी है
Guru Arjan Dev Ji very lovingly says that whatever we speak from our within, only that should come out on our lips. Whatever we have in our heart, only that we should speak or we should talk about, only those things. Normally what happens, people are brave of the speaking, but they are coward as far as the doing is concerned. So what is the use of being brave just in speaking and not doing anything?
Guru Nanak koi pai mala gaarya siga lekin ohde dil di halat nu jaande san aap kehne lage log sir hila rahe si mure sun ke us da raag ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਪਿਆਰ ਵਿਹਾਉਣਾ ਗਾਵੇ ਗੀਤ ਭੁੱਖੇ ਮੁੱਲਾਂ ਕਰੇ ਮਸੀਤ ਇਹਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਤਾਂ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ ਇਹ ਗੀਤ ਸਿਰਫ ਮਾਇਆ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਗਾ ਕੇ ਸੁਣਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਭੁੱਖਾ ਆਦਮੀ ਆਪਦੇ ਘਰ ਨੂੰ ਮੰਦਰ ਬਣਾ ਕੇ ਬੈਠ ਜਾਵੇ
ਵੰਸ ਸਮ ਮੁੱਲਾ ਅ ਪ੍ਰੀਸਟ ਵਾਸ ਸਿੰਗਿੰਗ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨਲ ਸੌਂਗਸ ਐਂਡ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਸਿੰਗਿੰਗ ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਦ ਲਵ But in your heart, O Mullah, you are hungry and you are craving for the wealth, and you have made your home the mosque.
Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj kehnde hai ki pyareo, pao te pao, pyar aur dar, dono cheezan saath saath chaldiyan han. Agar saade andar pyar hai kise vaste. ਗੁਰੂ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਉਹਦਾ ਡਰ ਵੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਜੋ ਬੋਲਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਇਹਦੇ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਖੁਦ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਲਵ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਫੀਅਰ ਦੇ ਗੋ ਸਾਈਡ ਬਾਈ ਸਾਈਡ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਲਵ ਫਾਰ ਸਮਵਨ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਲਵ ਫਾਰ ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਅਵਰ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਦੈਨ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਆਲਸੋ ਬੀ ਅਫਰੇਡ ਆਫ ਹਿਮ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਆਲਸੋ ਬੀ ਅਫਰੇਡ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਸਪੀਕਿੰਗ ਐਨੀਥਿੰਗ that whatever I am talking about, whatever I am speaking, whether I am doing that myself or not.
Kabir Sahib kende avara ko upadesh te mukh mein padh hai re tras balani raakh te khaya kar ka khet.
Kabir Sahib says that you are preaching to others and in that way you are getting the sand in your mouth. Your own house is being plundered and you are trying to fence the other people's homes.
To pehle man par bodhe apna piche avar jaave.
So first of all, you should control your own mind and then you should try to teach others.
Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj ne bade pyar na keha ke main thwanu jo kuch dunyavi masala de ke samjhaya hai eh samjhaun da mera matlab le itna hi hai ke pyareo inna cheezan nu apa sach karke mann ke chalde hain isse tarah santan de jo tajrube vich aaya hai ਉਹ ਨਾਮ ਹੈ ਨਾਮ ਤੋਂ ਬਗੈਰ ਜੀ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਲੇਖੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਦਰ ਦਾ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸਿਰਫ ਨਾਮ ਵਾਲੇ ਨੂੰ ਹੀ ਦਾਖਲਾ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲੇ ਨੂੰ ਦਾਖਲਾ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਰਨੀ ਵਾਲੇ ਨੂੰ ਦਾਖਲਾ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਵਾਲੇ ਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਗਾ
ਸੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਗਿਵਨ ਆਲ ਦਿਸ ਐਗਜ਼ਾਮਪਲਸ ਟੂ ਮੇਕ ਯੂ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ that whatever we see in this world, we understand them as to be the true thing. And whatever has come in the experience of the masters, in the experience of the saints, I have told you only that. And whatever I have told you, that is the thought of the court of Lord. Because in the court of the Lord, he who does the devotion, he who does the practice, only he is admitted, only he is allowed the entrance. Those who only talk about it and not do anything, they are denied the entrance.
Begin a satsang of July 25th, 1996, here at Sant Bani. And this is on a hymn of Kabir. And the satsang begins with the singing of a new bhajan at that time, O Mana Muraka.
O foolish mind, at least now wake up. The night is dark, the path is unknown. On your head is the burden of sins. The river is deep, the board is old, and on top of that, the board has thousands of holes. Ages have passed while you were sleeping. O lazy one, give up the sleep. The parents, the wife, the son, the brother, whom you understand as the most beloved, they all will leave you as soon as the bird of life flies away. Everyone has his own tambourine, and all have their own melody. The essence of all the truths is Nam. Nam is the support of life. Love is Nam, and by saying Nam, one takes the boat across. Kripal is the holy Nam of God who protects and loves. Leaving hundreds of works, go to satsang. O man, meditate leaving thousands of works. As much as the body needs food, the soul also needs the food of Simran. O Ajab, remember the words of Kripal. You have wandered enough, so at least now wake up. O foolish mind, at least now wake up.
O man murakh, ab to jaag. O man murakh, ab to jaag. Raat andheri, path anjana. Sir par hai paapon ka bhaar. Gehri nadiya naav purani. Aur usme bhi chhed hajaar. Raat andheri path anjana. Sir par hai paapon ka bhaar. Gehri nadiya naav purani. Aur usme bhi chhed hajaar. Beet gaye jug sote sote. Are alsi nindra tyag. O man murkh, ab to jaag. O man murkh, ab to jaag. Maat pita patni sut dara. Samjh raha jinko at pyara. Prano ka panchi udte hi kar jayenge sabhi kinara. Maat pita patni sut dara. Samjh raha jinko at pyara. Prano ka panchi udte hi kar jayenge sabhi kinara. Sab ki apni apni dafli. Sab ka apna apna raag. O man murakh, ab to jaag. O man murakh, ab to jaag. Sakal satya ka sar naam hai. Jeevan ka aadhar naam hai. Prem naam hai, pyar naam hai. Kehte beda paar. ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਮ ਹੈ ਸਕਲ ਸਤ ਕਾ ਸਾਰ ਨਾਮ ਹੈ ਜੀਵਨ ਕਾ ਆਧਾਰ ਨਾਮ ਹੈ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਨਾਮ ਹੈ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਮ ਹੈ ਕਹਿਤੇ ਬੇੜਾ ਪਾਰ ਨਾਮ ਹੈ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਕੋ ਪਾਵਨ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਨਾਮ ਹੈ ਕਰੇ ਪ੍ਰਤਿਪਾਲ ਔਰ ਅਨੁਰਾਗ ਓ ਮਨ ਮੂਰਖ ਅਬ ਤੋ ਜਾਗ ਓ ਮਨ ਮੂਰਖ ਅਬ ਤੋ ਜਾਗ ਸੋ ਕਾਮ ਛੋੜ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਮੇ ਜਾਣਾ ਹਜ਼ਾਰ ਕਾਮ ਛੋੜ ਬੰਦੇ ਧਿਆਨ ਲਗਾਣਾ ਜਿਤਨੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਤਨ ਕੋ ਖਾਨੇ ਕੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਮਿਬਾਂਗੇ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਖਾਣਾ ਸੋ ਕਾਮ ਛੋੜ ਸਤ ਸੰਗ ਮੇ ਜਾਣਾ ਹਜ਼ਾਰ ਕਾਮ ਛੋੜ ਬੰਦੇ ਧਿਆਨ ਲਗਾਣਾ ਜਿਤਨੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਤਨ ਕੋ ਖਾਨੇ ਕੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਭੀ ਮਾਂਗੇ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਖਾਣਾ ਵਾਕ ਜੈਬ ਯਾਦ ਰੱਖ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਕਾ ਖਾਲੀ ਠੋਕਰੇ ਅਬ ਤੋ ਜਾਗ ਓ ਮਨ ਮੂਰਖ ਅਬ ਤੋ ਜਾਗ ਓ ਮਨ ਮੂਰਖ ਅਬ ਤੋ ਜਾਗ
ਪਰਮ ਪਿਤਾ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਵਣ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਮਸਕਾਰ ਹੈ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਗਰੀਬ ਆਤਮਾ 'ਤੇ ਰਹਿਮ ਕਰਕੇ ਆਪ ਦਾ ਜਸ਼ ਕਰਨ ਦਾ ਮੌਕਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ
ਸੈਲੂਟੇਸ਼ਨਸ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦ ਫੀਟ ਆਫ ਸੁਪਰੀਮ ਫਾਦਰਸ ਲਾਰਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਸਾਵਣ ਐਂਡ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਹੂ ਹੈਵਿੰਗ ਮਰਸੀ ਔਨ ਦ ਪੂਅਰ ਸੋਲਸ ਹੈਵ ਗਿਵਨ ਦੀ ਅਪਰਚੁਨਿਟੀਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸਿੰਗ ਦੇਅਰ ਗਲੋਰੀ
ਮੇਰੀ ਸਦਾ ਹੀ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਰੂਪ ਜੋ ਕਣ ਕਣ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਿਆਪਕ ਹੈ ਜਦ ਸਰੀਰ ਕਰਕੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ ਤਦ ਵੀ ਇਹੀ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਦੀ ਸੰਭਾਲ ਵਾਲਾ ਸੰਭਾਲ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਅਗਰ ਕਿਤੇ ਹੈ ਤੂੰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮਿਲ ਮੇਰਾ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਕਰਮ ਧਰਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਯਕੀਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਤੂੰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਆਪਣਾ ਨਾਮ ਬਖਸ਼ ਦੇ ਉਹ ਨਾਮ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਪਾਪੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਪੁੰਨੀ ਬਣਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਪਾਪੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਤਾਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਨਾਮ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਣ ਕਣ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਿਆਪਕ ਹੈ
ਇਟ ਹੈਜ਼ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਬੀਨ ਮਾਈ ਪ੍ਰੇਅਰ ਐਟ ਦ ਫੀਟ ਆਫ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਲਾਰਡ ਸੁਪਰੀਮ ਫਾਦਰ ਲਾਰਡ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਈਵਨ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਆਈ ਮੈਟ ਹਿਮ ਫਿਜ਼ੀਕਲੀ ਦਿਸ ਹੈਡ ਬੀਨ ਮਾਈ ਪ੍ਰੇਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਹੈਡ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਪ੍ਰੇਅਰ ਦੈਟ ਓ ਲਾਰਡ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਸਟ ਦੇ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਓਮਨੀਪੋਟੈਂਟ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਆਲ ਪ੍ਰੋਵਾਈਡਿੰਗ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਦ ਫਾਰਮ ਆਫ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਪ੍ਰੋਟੈਕਟ ਐਵਰੀਵਨ ਯੂ ਲਿਬਰੇਟ ਐਵਰੀਵਨ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਸਮਵੇਅਰ ਕਾਇੰਡਲੀ ਕਮ ਐਂਡ ਮੀਟ ਮੀ ਐਂਡ ਗਿਵ ਮੀ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਗਿਵ ਮੀ ਦੈਟ ਨਾਮ ਵਿੱਚ turns the sinners into the righteous people, which liberates those souls who are drowning in this ocean of life. So, O Lord Kripal, if you are somewhere, if there is anyone, you should come and you should meet me and you should give me your holy naam.
Benti aur ardaas de vich badi bhari shakti hundi hai. Agar sache dilon sikh benti kare, pukar kare, o darga de vich, jarur usda guru ਸੁਣਦਾ ਹੈ.
There is a great power in making the request and offering a prayer to the master. If a disciple makes the prayer request the master with sincerity, with sincere heart, definitely his master listens to and answers his prayers in the court of Lord.
ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਪੁਕਾਰ ਹੈ, ਜਿਹੜੀ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਉੱਚੀ ਸੁੱਚੀ ਹੋਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ. ਗੁਰੂ ਤਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਹੀ ਸਿੱਖ ਮੰਗਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹਉਮੈ ਹੰਕਾਰ ਦੀ ਲੇਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਗੀ. ਉਹ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਹੈ ਗੁਰੂ ਸੁਣਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਆਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਨਿਕਲਦੀ ਹੈ.
ਬਟ ਦ ਰਿਕੁਐਸਟ ਔਰ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੇਅਰ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਬੀ ਔਫ ਦ ਹਾਈਐਸਟ ਨੇਚਰ. ਇਟ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਬੀ ਓਨਲੀ ਫੋਰ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ. ਅ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਓਨਲੀ ਆਸਕ ਫੋਰ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ. ਹੀ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਨੋਟ ਹੈਵ ਐਨੀ ਈਗੋਇਜ਼ਮ, ਹੀ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਨੋਟ ਹੈਵ ਐਨੀ ਟ੍ਰੇਸ ਔਫ ਦ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਇਨ ਇਟ. ਐਂਡ ਸੱਚ ਅ ਰਿਕੁਐਸਟ ਔਰ ਸੱਚ ਅ ਪ੍ਰੇਅਰ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਕਮ ਆਊਟ from the soul of the disciple, and the master always listens to and answers the prayers which come out from the soul of the disciple.
Sachcha jada sikh hai oh kade vi aap de tan daulat da maan nahi karda ga, ilm ya hunar da maan nahi karda ga. Oh apne aap nu apne guru de agge namana nataana aajiz ho ke rehnda hai, ohda daasan da vi daas ban ke rehnda hai.
A true disciple of the master is never proud of his wealth. He never has any pride. He never takes any pride, and he is never proud of any worldly knowledge or the learning he has had. In front of his master, he is always very humble. He always behaves like a very small one, meek one. He understands himself as the servant of the servants of his master.
Guru da sachcha sikh ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਆਪਦੇ ਗੁਣਾਂ ਕੰਨੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਵਹਿੰਦਾ, ਨਾ ਆਪਦੇ ਗੁਣਾਂ ਦੀ ਨਮਾਇਸ਼ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਬਲਕਿ ਉਹ ਆਪਦੇ ਔਗਣਾਂ ਦੀ ਤਰਫ ਦੇਖਦਾ ਹੈ.
A true disciple of the master never looks at his qualities. He never exhibits his good qualities in front of the other people. In fact, he always looks at his mistakes and shortcomings.
ਸੱਚੇ ਸਿੱਖ ਦੀ ਨਿਗਾਹ ਤਬਦੀਲ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ. ਉਹ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਕਮਜ਼ੋਰੀਆਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੇਖਦਾ, ਆਪਦੀਆਂ ਕਮਜ਼ੋਰੀਆਂ ਦੇਖਦਾ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਉਹ ਕਮਜ਼ੋਰੀਆਂ ਦੂਰ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਸੱਚੇ ਦਿਲੋਂ ਫਰਿਆਦ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਰਜੋਈ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਦ ਵਿਜ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਟਰੂ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਗੈਟਸ ਚੇਂਜਡ. ਹੀ ਨੈਵਰ ਲੁਕਸ ਐਟ ਦ ਫਾਲਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਾਰਟਕਮਿੰਗਸ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਪੀਪਲ ਆਫ ਦ ਵਰਲਡ. ਇਨਸਟੈਡ ਹੀ ਲੁਕਸ ਐਟ ਹਿਸ ਓਨ ਫਾਲਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਹਿਸ ਮਿਸਟੇਕਸ, ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਆਰਡਰ ਟੂ ਰਿਮੂਵ ਦੋਜ਼ ਸ਼ਾਰਟਕਮਿੰਗਸ ਐਂਡ ਮਿਸਟੇਕਸ, ਹੀ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਮੇਕਸ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੇਅਰ. ਹੀ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਰਿਕੁਐਸਟ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਹੰਬਲੀ ਐਂਡ ਆਸਕ ਫਾਰ ਹਿਸ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਸੋ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਕੈਨ ਰਿਮੂਵ ਹਿਸ ਮਿਸਟੇਕਸ.
ਜਿਵੇਂ ਇੱਕ ਮਰੀਜ਼ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਬਿਹਤਰੀ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਫਰਿਆਦ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸੱਚਾ ਸਿੱਖ ਵੀ ਆਪਣੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਅੱਗੇ ਫਰਿਆਦ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਪਾਪੀ ਹੈਂ, ਤੂੰ ਪਾਪ ਖੰਡਣ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਅਵਗੁਣਾਂ ਦਾ ਭਰਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ, ਤੂੰ ਅਵਗੁਣਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮਾਫ਼ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਬੰਧਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੱਧਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ, ਤੂੰ ਮੁਕਤ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਹੈ, ਬੰਧਨ ਤੋੜਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਹੈ.
ਜਸਟ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਸਿੱਖ ਪਰਸਨ ਮੇਕਸ ਦ ਰਿਕੁਐਸਟ ਐਂਡ ਪ੍ਰੇਜ਼ ਟੂ ਦ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਫਾਰ ਹਿਸ ਬੈਟਰਮੈਂਟ, ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਅ ਟਰੂ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਮੇਕਸ ਦਿਸ ਪ੍ਰੇਅਰ ਟੂ ਹਿਸ ਮਾਸਟਰ. ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਓ ਲਾਰਡ, ਆਈ ਐਮ ਅ ਸਿਨਰ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਦ ਵਨ ਹੂ ਰਿਮੂਵਸ ਦ ਸਿਨ. I am bound in the karmas. You are the one who can make me free from the bond of the karmas. I am deluded in the illusions and you are the one who will remove my illusion.
Hey, pyare Satguru, je assi paapan de pahad katthe na karde, tu kinu bakshda, tenu bakshanhar kaun kehnda?
Oh, beloved Satguru, if we had not collected the mountains of the sins, whom you would have forgiven and how they would have called you as the forgiver of the sinners?
ਤੋ ਸੱਚਾ ਸਿੱਖ ਸਦਾ ਹੀ ਆਪਦੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਨਿਮਰ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਆਜਿਜ਼ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ. ਉਹਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੇਰਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕਰਨ ਕਾਰਨ ਹੈ, ਸਮਰੱਥ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਉਹ ਦੀਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਦਿਆਲ ਹੈ. ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜਦੋਂ ਤੂੰ ਦੀਨਾਂ 'ਤੇ ਦਿਆਲ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਮੇਰੇ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਦੀਨ ਹੋਰ ਕੌਣ ਹੈ?
So a true disciple of the master always remains humble. He always remains small in front of the master. And he always says that you are the one who are merciful to the poor ones. And if you are called as the merciful to the poor ones, who else is there who is poorer than me? So I am the poor one and you shower your grace upon me.
We'll close with Sanchi's bhajan, Sona Sawanasha Da Bandara, on page 24. The Bandara of beautiful Emperor Sawan has come. Becoming the support for the suffering ones, he has come. The land where the unique light has come is the fortunate place. He has flashed the radiant darshan. After becoming a man, the all-owner has come. He has hidden himself within man. He who has loved has got the vision. He shared the pains of the suffering ones. He showed the glimpse to the true dear ones. He installed the fountain of nectar where he wished. The talks of your love are kept within the heart. The rays of your light are embedded in the soul. O beloved, you gave the hint of true Nam. O giver, day and night I sing about your favors. O giver, take the souls across the ocean of life. Poor Ajaib has come to your door. The Bandara of beautiful Emperor Sawan has come.
Sona Sawanashada Bandare Agia. Sona Sawanashada Bandare Agia. Oh Dukia da Banake Sahara Agia. Oh Dukia da Banake Sahara Agia. Sona Sawanashada Bandara Agia. Sona Sawanashada Bandara Agia. Jite Age Jota Niralie. Oh Darati Nasiba Valie. Jite age jota niralie. Oh darati nasiba valie. Nuri darshan da chamakara pagia. Sona sawanashada bandara agia. Sona Sawanashada Bandare Agia. Kulamalika Banda Bana Ayae. Vicha Apanai Apa Chupayae. Kulamalika Banda Bana Ayae. Vicha apanai apa chupayae. Kita prema jisane o najara pagia. Sona sawanashada bandara agia. Sona Sawanashada Bandara Agia. Oh Dukia de Darada Vadondariha. Sache Premia Nujalaka Dikondariha. Oh Dukia de Darada Vadondariha. Sache Premia Nujalaka Dikondariha. Ai Moje Ote Amrita Fuhara Lagia. Sona Sawanashada Bandare Agia. Sona Sawanashada Bandare Agia. Tere Pyara Dia Gala Dila Vichavasiya. Tere nur diya kirna rude vich dasiya. Tere pyar diya gal dil vich vasiya. Tere nur diya kirna rude vich dasiya. Sache namada tu mahive ashar lagia. Sona Sawana Shada Bandare Agia Sona Sawana Shada Bandare Agia Gava Dinarata Tere Upakara Datia Ruha bhava sagaro kara paradatiya. Gava dinarata tere upakaradatiya. Ruha bhava sagaro kara paradatiya. Tere darate ajeba vichara agiya. Sona Sawana Shada Bandara Agia Sona Sawana Shada Bandara Agia.
O giver, day and night I sing about your favors. O giver, take the souls across the ocean of life. Poor Ajaib has come to your door. The Bandara of beautiful Emperor Sawan has come. May God bless us all.